Campaigners who support the concept of rewilding want native species to be introduced to the UK. And this could be anything, I suppose, from, well, the lynx we were talking about yesterday, to wild boar and indeed to beavers. But a form of natural rewilding is already taking place in our part of the world. David McMillan has been following this story for us on Breakfast. Hello, David.
Good morning.
Yes, it was howling wolves we were hearing about, growling bears, which terrified me. Rather more sedate today.
Sedate, yes, but I understand otters can get pretty angry if you get between them and a fresh mackerel. I think if there was meat on the go, an otter could probably take on a wolf, having seen them at feeding time in an aquarium.
I remember the film Ring of Bright Water.
Yes, I haven't seen that one. Yeah. But the rewilding debate, as we discussed yesterday, tends to focus on bringing back huge carnivorous beasts to our environment. But there's a wider aim is to give the land back to natural forces to create more areas of wilderness. Now, most of us admire the landscapes of the moors and the dales and Teesdale, but much of that land is influenced by human intervention, whether it's commercial forests or shooting grounds or grazing pastures. Now, Durham Wildlife Trust has a nature sanctuary on the site of a former gravel works at Low Barnes near Bishop Auckland. Jim Cockle says it's a prime example of what nature can do when it's left to look after itself.
If I'm to describe where we are, we're stood on the banks of the River Weir, not too far from Bishop Auckland. We're looking across the river and there's a concrete structure across there, which is actually a roadway that was put in across the river to allow vehicles to get in and out of the Low Barn site, taking out the gravel and the aggregate that used to be extracted from here. That's fallen away. Now you've got the nature taking control again across the riverbanks.
David's to balance their nature taking control of the land and otters taking control as they would do of the water.
Yes, otter numbers had been declining for years because of pollution getting into the water and then moving up the food chain. But some survived, and now our waters are cleaner. They've returned with quite dramatic effect.
They've migrated, they've moved back into the habitats in Durham, into all our rivers. So if you look at the Tees, there are now otters on the Tees and all its tributaries. You could see an otter. I've had photographs from members of the public in the middle of the day, in the middle of Darling on the River Skern, just to show you the improvement that has occurred in water courses.
Well, Jim says the otter success is an example of the benefits of rewilding in action. As otter numbers grow, the invasive American mink population has been brought under control, and that means the native water vole the mink feasts on has a better chance of survival.
OK, and the otter is by no means, though, David, the only success of this kind across our part of the world, is it?
No, there are examples in some unlikely places. Of course, we've got the seals of Seal Sands are one example, surviving amidst dense, heavy industry. The same goes for the RSPB Centre at Saltholm. We're going to go and take a little look at that later on. And also salmon and trout stocks on the Tees have recovered steadily in recent years.
OK, but, you know, does the general improvement of the environment explain why one rare and elusive creature has returned to North Yorkshire?
Possibly, but not necessarily.
All right.
The pine marten is said to have returned to North Yorkshire, or maybe, Ali, it never left, and it just eluded our gaze with its wily ways. For years, the pine marten was only known to exist in Scotland. However, there had been sightings of it in places like Northumberland and in Wales. One was actually found dead on a roadside in North Yorkshire back in 1993. So has it returned, or was it just playing an exceptionally good game of hide and seek? Well, either way, James McConnell from yarn-based firm Nature Spy is determined to find it. He's rigged cameras around the forest just outside Great Broughton to try to capture it. One sighting has been made, but it proved inconclusive.
It appears to show an animal that looks a lot different to anything else we'd expect to find in this forest. So it immediately raised our eyebrows. We have consulted with several experts around the country, and unfortunately everything's been a bit divided. The problem is with the image that it is fairly silhouetted. The animal was moving fairly fast. There is a clear shape, however, and that shape suggests that it could be a pine marten. However, until we get a conclusive image, I don't think everyone's going to be happy.
And Nature Spy now and our help understand for searching for the pine marten.
Yes, a crowdsurfing scheme has been launched to try and fund more cameras in the forest. James McConnell says proving it's there would be hugely significant.
The first thing it would mean is that the second rarest carnivorous mammal in the UK calls the North York Moors home, which I think would be fantastic. It also means that the Forestry Commission here, who we're working with, can start to adapt the management of the forest to benefit this rare mammal that might be surviving here. So effectively, we could help them if we know they are here.
Some people, however, Ali, don't need any convincing that pine martens are about. When the story was reported in the Darlington and Stockton Times online, there was a comment left saying, "Oh, it's around and killing every chicken and pheasant chick it can find."